So, you know, we actually are in a fall league in Cottage Grove and Woodbury. The last 3 weeks, we have our last fall league on Sunday. So it's definitely been nice to at least, you know, get a good look at our team and their kids before we tip off on Monday. We've had open gyms. We've had a lot of things going on the last month. So it'd be nice for our kids to come in, you know, playing together, get some experience before the season actually gets going.
Yeah, and obviously having that experience and everything, take us through, you know, what's going to be a very, very tough schedule for you guys this year, which I understand was by design. So take us through that a little bit.
Yeah, we're as excited about this year's schedule as we've ever been. I know in my 12 years as a coach, just the challenges we're going to face, facing teams that, you know, are preseason ranked, picked to win their conferences. You know, we have showcase games where we play at four neutral sites, college sites. We play at the Bucks Arena, at Pfizer. Like I said, it was by design. We feel we're going to be very good. We bring a lot back from last year's team, so we really want to challenge our kids and play that tough schedule and get them ready for the postseason and again, not schedule games where we feel we can win by 20, 30, but games that should be tight, that can go either way, and it's only going to help us in the long run.
Yeah, and also you guys have the opportunity to host the Border Battle this year. Not only is that exciting because you get to play at school from Minnesota, but you get to showcase your gym and your school and your basketball program to people who might not be familiar with it. How big of a deal is that to you?
I tell you what, when we were asked to do that last year, it was a very humbling kind of experience for our program to be asked to do something like that. I mean, it typically is always hosted by a big Division I school in Minnesota or Wisconsin. We've been a part of it a couple of times, and we played at Apple Valley, and we played at Stevens Point. And to be honest, this is the first time I've kind of heard of being at a smaller enrollment school. And when we were asked, I was kind of blown away to host such a big event that gets so many fans and to get so many great teams. And we're going to have numerous Division I players in that gym playing that day. And like I said, we're excited about that. And like I said, for the town and just for everyone around us, for both states. And like I said, it's still kind of crazy to me that we get to host that event.
Yeah, and then also you briefly touched on playing at the Bucks Arena, which is probably about as cool of an experience as your players are going to have in a regular season game. Take us through the excitement for that and how that came about.
Another thing, you know, we're just kind of humbled by that experience too, to have that opportunity. Mr. Cotto, our AD, you know, he's worked extremely hard to get us that game and to get us the opportunity to play at Pfizer. It's been kind of a process, and it's been a lot of work, but it's all going to be worth it. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people excited about that. We played a very good team, a top-10 team preseason there with St. Catharines. And that whole process for our town, I mean, people are just kind of buzzing to have the opportunity to go down there and watch Bucks game and then get to watch us after. And it's just an opportunity that doesn't come a lot in high school basketball to get to play in a professional team court. And like I said, it's another one of those games this year that we just feel so fortunate to be a part of.
So take us through the middle border portion of your schedule. Obviously, you guys took on a middle border team in the playoffs last year. I hate to remind you, but we know what happened there. So, you know, take us through who the biggest challengers are going to be in conference play.
Well, yeah, and Osceola, like I said, we won't forget that game. Hopefully we're going to learn by it and use that as motivation throughout the whole season. But they're going to be very good again. They return a lot. Baldwin returns a lot. You know, I think our top half of our conference will be very challenging again. You know, and we have a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of good players that graduated last year, so I think there's going to be a lot of unknowns with the youth and the younger kids in each program and what to expect. But, you know, I feel middle border, if you don't play well, you're going to be tested every night, and I feel the same way about this year's schedule. And, you know, I'll say I think that, you know, we're picked to win conference as I think we should be. We return a lot. So again, that's step number one. That's the number one goal, is to win our conference, and that's always should be our number one goal to start the season.
And so you guys, obviously part of the reason why the expectations are at least the hype around the team is so high this year is because of who you return. Take us through the team and take us through some of the new faces as well that'll be on the team this year.
Well, you talk about high-profile players. I mean, we had two All-State players with Jordan Mumbove and Dallas Wallen, and two first-team All-Conference players last year, both recognized getting All-State last year. And those two are as good as we've ever had in Prescott. And now you throw them together. They play together now. This is their third year together. They're only getting better. The steps they've taken this summer and this fall is you can already tell how much work they put in, how much better they've already got from last year, and they were very good last year. But you know, Brandon Stewart was an all conference player for us last year. He's a senior. He's expected to have big minutes, have a big role. Brady Block, you know, he played a little bit last year off the bench. We expect him to do good things for us. And then it's going to be kind of open, you know, our 5, 6, 7, 8 spots are going to be all kind of newcomers to the varsity level. But we have some sophomore. We have high hopes with Will Packard and Barrett Temmers, two tough-nosed kids, two very good football players for our program this fall who played big-time roles on the football team. And then, you know, a lot of other kids with like Mason Schumer now, a junior. We have other sophomores. We have other juniors. It's like, who's going to step up and take those minutes? Because right now it is kind of open for four or five spots right now.
Awesome. So lastly, you know, what is, you know, the big thing you want to get out of the team this year? Not necessarily the goal, because I think I know what the goal is, but what is the big, you know, the thing you want to get out of your team this year, I guess, is how I'll put that.
Well, you know, there was times last year where I thought we didn't play together as a team. I thought there were spurts where we weren't all in. We didn't buy all in on exactly what we were teaching and what we expected them to play as a team. And we need to come together more on and off the court. And I think that's so important in high school basketball. I think that's number one. We need to become one unit. And I think what we've seen, I think that's definitely something that we are going to achieve. I really feel that way. I think we did learn a lot from last year's, the way last year's ended and last year ended. And so, you know, just become one unit. And I think if we do that, like I said, we the sky's the limit with this group. I think that we can beat anybody. We can compete with anybody. And like I said, we are very confident going into the year.